This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You are listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast, my favorite podcast to listen to on long flights across the galaxy.
This is the way.
We want it been.
Welcome to episode 187 of the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. I'm Glenn, and it's Jason with me as always. And we're a week out from Toylana. Jason, have you recovered?
I did, but I've been doing yard work all day, so I need to recover from that now.
Yeah, dude, this has the pollen like totally killed you?
Surprisingly, no. About this time, I would be, but I was trimming the hedges with one of those electric trimmers, And whenever I would get into the bush, it would just like puff of yellow cloud would just disperse from it, and it would go into my lungs, and I would start coughing because it would dry out my lungs. But I'm not sneezing like I normally am.
Yeah, dude. I would guess
the opposite.
Yeah, this is the first time it's actually like got me clogged up and sinuses, and it's not fun. I had to do yard work and I wore a mask while I cut the grass because I'm like, it's that sensitive to me right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can kind of hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it's not. So if I'm hearing it, it was scruffy. Plus, it probably doesn't help that I sat outside the last two nights and had a cigar Thursday and Friday night.
No.
And I woke up this morning feeling like crap and went to bed last night kind of feeling like it. So I'm sure those things did not help. So I'm not going on the back deck tonight. I will stay in and probably watch some movie.
We'll see.
Yeah. Dude, it's interesting because there've been like a lot of decent movies come up on like the free stuff. So we watched, I think, Killer Instinct last night, which was a basically a time travel murder 80s time travel movie to where like this girl, like all these people get murdered in the small town and she ends up going back. Her mom ends up getting murdered like 30 years later because she was part of the friend group that got murdered. And she ends up going back in time to try to stop her mom's murder. So it's sort of like Back to the Future, Scream, you know, for a free movie, it was good. And it's gotten to the point now where that's how I gauge my movies. For a free movie, it was good.
Yeah. You painted what?
Not like I just paid $30 to see this movie and it sucked ass. But
I wanted to watch Tropic Thunder this week. And it came up on Paramount Plus, but then one of the suggested movies was Fanboys, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's really what I want to watch. Thank you, TV, because I did not want to watch Tropic Thunder. I wanted to watch Fanboys, so I watched that, which it holds up. Some of the comedy is like late 90s comedy that is probably inappropriate now.
Right.
Too inappropriate.
That was funny, but go ahead.
It's crazy how like so much has changed in the 20 years that that movie's been released.
That Jar Jar is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But that was another thing in that, I think it's called Killer Instinct. But it was a lot of like 80s humor where like they were saying stuff in the 80s and the girl was just like, you can't say that anymore. And, you know, like the people would get murdered and nobody had any emotions in the school, where nowadays, you know, she's just like, it's so, you know, just how things used to be and how things are now. So that was sort of like a running joke in the movie. But I mean, if you guys, I think it's on Prime. I think it was worth an hour and a half of my time. But yeah, Fanboys, I haven't watched Fanboys in years. Maybe I'll have to get that out.
It's got heart.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's fun. And
the characters are good.
Yeah, Slave 2. It's a good watch if you're a Star Wars fan. I did find Con Man. I haven't done, because I searched on my Roku to find it, and it looks like it's on Amazon Prime. But I haven't gone far enough to find it, because you can go and it'll say the show's on Amazon Prime and it's free, but I haven't gone into Prime to see if it's free. So that's with Alan Turek. What his name?
Yep.
Did I say Tudyk. It right?
Tudyk, I think.
Tudyk. K2SO.
Yeah, him.
Because he does a Resident Alien, which is a good show.
Did you pick anything up this week?
I did, but it'll be here on Tuesday, and all you listeners will get a kick out of it. There was a Star Wars dad joke book that just got released, or it'll be released on Tuesday. So we'll be getting a lot of
more dad jokes.
More dad jokes are coming for the Smugglers Galaxy podcast that I don't have to look that hard for. So hopefully it'll bring more wonderful content to everybody. So yeah, I'm still trying to recover from Toylana, and then we got the toy swap next weekend. I know I did have a guy in one of the Micro Galaxies groups had one of the Ewok chase with the speeder bike, and he had a like a Banta chase.
Yes, that's the chase in series 5.
And he was only wanting $40 for the two of them, and I'm just sort of like, I mean, I know it's a good deal, but it's like $40.
Did you buy them?
I should. I need to.
Because I'll buy the other one for $20. Like a Banta.
Like a Banta. All right, cool.
But, I went to a bunch of Walmarts and Targets this week. I found a bunch of Series 5 of those blind boxes from Micro Galaxy Squadron, but they're all opened up.
Oh, that's
so I didn't buy any because it was open, but I do own the box that they come in because I took that.
I've been seeing the blind boxes come out, and I haven't seen a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah,
but
I got that retro Phantom Menace wave from Hasbro.
Yeah,
that box of the retro figures. I got those. Those were
how do they look? Did you open them up and see what they look like?
They look great online.
Yeah,
I haven't opened the box yet. No,
are you going to open the box?
Probably someday. There's just too much to do right now.
It's not like you're
I'm not opening them up from the package, but I open them up from the box. It just, like I said, I don't have time right now.
Right.
And then I had to go out to Gwinnett twice this week, which is about an hour away and thick traffic, and it's not a fun time. But I did stop at a Walmart, and they did have the Micro Galaxy Squadron Boonta Eve pack. That's the Sebulba and Anakin pod racers. And it was half off, $15.
I've been seeing that one.
Yeah, so I picked that up. And then the last thing, I bought this the week before Toylanta. It's such a cool item. I did pick it up from Second Chance. It's a button. They got a bunch of vintage buttons, and this one says, "I'm waiting for Star Wars 2 on it," which is of a unique time. People don't call it Star Wars 2. This is something that had to have happened like right after Star Wars, because I would imagine they would start saying it's called Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back at some point. So there's a very narrow window where people would call it Star Wars 2. And it's just a cool retro button that I was like, I need to pick that up. That's talking to me for some reason. So I got that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I need to make a trip up to Second Chance. I want to talk to him about some stuff, but I haven't made it up there yet. Like today, man, today literally was like cutting the grass and just kind of recovering from everything. It just, because the sinuses were horrible.
Yeah. I got some pine needles to go on the front yard, and I guess I'm allergic to pine. So my skin started breaking out. I took Benadryl, and that knocked me out. We went to Target, and it got to the point where I was just like, I need to go home and nap.
I did take like
slowly.
Yeah. I took like a wonderful nap this afternoon, which was great. Which I normally don't take naps.
I don't either, but we're getting old, so maybe that's why. I also finished up the exhibition for Rogue Fun. The final items are coming to me in the mail, so I'm excited to have an exhibit that will show off during that event.
Nice. Sorry,
Unfortunately, I can't really talk much about what it is. There's a couple of items that I didn't get. Gentle Giant items, because A, they're too expensive, and B, they're not really toys. They're collectibles, so...
None of them are toys. They're all collectibles, Jason.
Okay. There was a couple reveals and new things that happened this week. There's a Black Series Phase 2 Clone Trooper Battle Droid set, which is a Clone Trooper and a Battle Droid. It was released by Hasbro. It was $44.99, which, interestingly, becomes $22.49. So that's almost normal price for Black Series.
How did it become that?
It's a builder pack.
Okay.
There's no images or anything. Like, there's no window to see what's inside the package. It's just a Clone Trooper and a Battle Droid. And mm-hmm. I think the idea was that people would buy them in volume, so you would get a full maybe Clone Trooper army or Battle Droid army, and they try to make it more accessible to people by dropping the price. I don't know, because they also had that Last Command 4-pack with George Saboth, Luke, Mara Jade for $90. It's essentially the same price, $22.50 per figure. So this is a little bit of a course correction. Prices are coming down. They're starting to reveal figures in advance of shows with the Acolyte. So maybe they're listening. And they said, we got to get prices down. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of excited for that pack, but it's a lot of the $90 is a lot, but you get four figures.
You get four figures. Two are repacks, the Mara Jade and the Luke. I think the Luke has some reuse on it. I think it's Obi-Wan Kenobi body. Jorah Saboth is essentially all new.
You know, and like I've been saying, as long as they do good repacks or good reuses of bucks and legs and arms, I'm fine with it. As long as it's not like, this is what you're using.
Right.
Because like I said, man, with Masters of the Universe, they basically were one body. You had a good guy body and a bad guy body, and then they made a bunch of different heads for it.
Yeah.
So we're good with that. Just give us the figures. I just paid for that stuff. So he'll ship it either Monday or Tuesday. So and he took $10 off all of a sudden. So they were $30 for both of them. So made me feel even better. So we'll do this. Let's see fireworks. Fireworks?
I can't do that.
Yeah, we go. Fireworks.
That's a great audio gag.
Well, you know, people listening, the 10 people that watch us on the YouTubes will enjoy that.
Hasbro also dropped pre-orders for the HK-87 Assassin Droid, Arcana, and the Dark Trooper, single carded, not deluxe, which I'm just like, you should have done that in the first place. But whatever. Ewan McGregor spoke to, what's Lad Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he was talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi and the season one show. And he says, I love doing it. I hope we get a chance to do another one. And I'm sure we will. I'm pretty sure, you know. I've got a few years yet before I'm the same age as Alec Guinness in A New Hope. So there's time to tell more stories in there. And he said in another interview that he's pretty sure that he'll return as Obi-Wan Kenobi at some point. So I don't know if that's going to be a interesting, like, Ahsoka, Anakin, Obi-Wan meetup in Ahsoka season 2.
That would be fun.
If they do see the father and the son, you know, do they start tripping Ahsoka out and she flashes back and there's Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen in the Clone Wars or something?
And you know, he has to go, hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. And she'd be, you know, everybody, all the fanboys would be like,
he's currently in Atlanta filming a movie. Not that I'm stalking him or anything. Anne Hathaway's in the movie too. But Ewan McGregor is in town.
Are you going to try stalking him?
No. I can't. I have a restraining order. I have to stay within 50 feet of him at all times. Or outside of 50 feet of him. Not within. That'd be the anti restraining order. And then also, we're recording this Saturday night, which is a nice happenstance because WonderCon is happening out in Anaheim right now. And Hasbro has a presence out there. They just unveiled some Ghostbusters G.I. Joe-like figures with that O-ring.
I saw that.
3.75, but they also had a couple Star Wars reveals, VC-319 Ezra from Ahsoka, which is essentially the same Ezra from the Ghosts, but he was in that one scene as a hologram from Rebels, so they were able to repack it and say it's from Ahsoka.
I don't understand why they made that figure, but whatever.
VC-318, which is Kanan from Rebels, which is essentially a straight repack from the Ghost, minus the exclusive items that are packed in with him at the Ghost. I think it was a second face. And then there's a deluxe Zeb that's coming for the Vintage Collection. Yeah. So you have to be happy about that.
I'm happy about it, but it just means I got to spend more money. But they're coming out the end of the month, right? No, in April, tomorrow, or the first, the second, they're coming out. Or
third is when the pre-order, I believe, they either spring or fall releases.
Okay.
I didn't write that information down. Finally, I was talking about this last week. They pipelined a Black Series Hammerhead.
Yeah.
There's been no movement on that. Well, out in WonderCon, they did announce that pre-order will be April 3rd for that Hammerhead. He looks great. He looks almost like the Power of the Force 2 Hammerhead, kind of the same robe. He's got that maroon robe and like a rope that closes around it to tie it up. It comes with three different cups. Pre-order April 3rd for a fall ship date. I'm sure I'll be getting one to add to my cantina. That's one that I've been waiting for a long time. Hopefully they do more of these aliens.
Yeah, Jerry's sending me the picture of Zeb, the deluxe Zeb. So time to order those. But cool. Yeah, no, I know you're happy about that Hammerhead. You're happy about anything. So it's a Black Series Hammerhead, not a TVC.
Black Series, yeah. So that'll go in my custom canteen. I just wish we would have it before Rogue Fun.
Right. There's a lot of stuff I wish we had before Rogue Fun, but it'll be
more time.
I'd love to have the Ghost before Rogue Fun, but that's not going to happen.
No. So we sold out the hotel?
I don't know. I haven't heard back from her, but yes, it does look, I know the Saturday night is sold out, So yes, she said we brought a lot of business. I was talking to her. What we're talking about is for Rogue Fun. I was trying to get us a day room so that we could have a place to disappear if we needed to, or go take a nap or shower or whatever. And,
put she makeup was like, on,
huh?
Put makeup on.
Yeah. Put some makeup on. And, yeah, she said that we had brought, there wasn't a whole lot of rooms left, and she would have to look to see if we had any left, if there was any left. So we they were pretty happy, and they were excited for, because they have some Star Wars nerds there. So I think everybody's kind of excited to see what we bring.
Oh, really?
Hotel. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's all coming together. It's all part of the plan. Yeah, it's just exactly. Good to know that we sold out the hotel, because then, you know, if I need something, I can feel like I could leverage a little bit and say, hey, we brought you this business. The least you can do is get us a vegetarian meal, whatever the case may be.
Right. Or bring us some Cokes. Anyway. Yes. Yeah. Hello there. Did you see that TikTok I sent you with the, it was somebody interviewing Billy Dee Williams, and they were asking him why Lando Calrissian was wearing Han Solo's clothes at the end of Empire. And he looks right at the camera and goes, they were lovers.
I love that. Yeah.
What do we have here?
Yeah. Hello.
It's like, did they clip that together or did he really say that?
He really said that. It's just, I think he was saying it in jest. It was just a joke. Like, it's like when people ask Harrison Ford, who shot first? And he's like, I don't care. This is Billy Dee saying, well, they love each other.
Kid, it's been a long time since I did Star Wars, and all it did was launch my career, and I hate it now.
I'd rather be a carpenter hammering nails somewhere.
I don't need these billions of dollars that I did, you know, earned.
Yeah. I don't want that. I just want to live on Montana, build sheds.
But it doesn't matter that I'm married to Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal. And the woman I once was married to, the writer of E.T.
Yes, and that I slept with Carrie but Fisher.
Not anymore. Allegedly in one book.
Was that her book? It was her book that said that, didn't it?
Yeah, I need to read that book at some point. That's one book I haven't read from Star Wars. I'm still finishing up this. What? No.
Okay.
I'm still finishing up the Shadows of the Empire book. And it's pretty funny because it was written in the 90s during the whole process of writing it, of developing Shadows of the Empire. Mm-hmm. But the way they describe like making the video games, they go into that too much information. They use these technical terms about polygons and rendering rates. And it's like, nobody cares about that anymore. They leave it out. But back then it was like cutting edge and they're trying to talk about it. And it's just, it's a little too much. And it's kind of funny to read it now and be like, okay, guy, that's so archaic right now. It's not even in the realm of our capabilities today. We've gone so far past it.
Right. And this was written back in the 90s when they were doing it.
Yeah. 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 I wish I'll just take a little tab and mark it for like the next episode and I'll just read two or three lines because it's like, the polygon we can render out four polygons and artificial intelligence is this and we try to install this into the stormtroopers so the stormtroopers can see you
and we're using 486 computers
and the Nintendo 64 is such a powerful machine, it's so far advanced than anything else on the market. And I'm like, now it's pretty dated. Yeah. So Toylanta.
We had discussed this. I think we left a lot of stuff out, and not a lot, but we after dealing with it for the week, I think we kind of wanted to revisit Toylanta and just sort of the experience with more like what we saw price wise and what we saw like at the beginning of the weekend and at the end of the weekend. You know, as far as Star Wars goes. So, and then maybe revisit some of our experiences as far, you know, more better than what we did last year, last week. Cause it did feel kind of rushed because we were definitely recording a little late and, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of time once we got to Toylanta. So we wanted to come back around to it.
So, full disclosure, my blinders were on. I was only looking at Star Wars. And I was looking for Cantina Aliens, but I will say that looking at when people, there's a Toylanta Facebook group, and when people post their all the stuff that their acquisition posts, there wasn't a lot of Star Wars. It was a lot of retro stuff, a lot of open toys. I did not see a lot of high end stuff. That's not to say people didn't buy high end stuff,
right?
But I would say from the common stuff that I saw. Or from the stuff that I saw, it was pretty common stuff. I saw one gentleman pick up a snowtrooper for $35. It was really clean. This is the Hoth trooper from the vintage line for $35. Clean, white, with weapon.
Wow.
Wow. So a lot of the prices I feel like are coming down.
Did it have a cape for $35?
Yeah, there was one guy on Saturday who was in that X-Wing room that had a bunch of vintage Star Wars items on card, Return of the Jedi. Not incredibly mint, but not like to the point where I would say I would not consider buying that because of its condition. Mm-hmm. He had them for $60 to like $120, and they sat there all day Saturday.
I saw that guy. I think he kind of showed up late. I almost want to say he's somebody that like snuck a tub in and just set up on a table.
It's possible.
Because that X-Wing room, it feels like there's people that don't show up for it. Or I don't know if it was called the X-Wing room. I don't think it was called the X-Wing room.
It wasn't. That's what we called it last year. I don't remember what it's called this year.
Yeah. So it definitely, there were some people that didn't, or felt like people didn't show up. So I wouldn't doubt if Homeboy just showed up and staked claim to that table. But yeah, I did see those. And yeah, it was surprising that those were still sitting there and nobody was biting on them.
Yeah.
I think he had a Tivo or a Plaplu for like $100 on a card.
Yep.
Which and my wife already has, so it kind of she didn't buy it.
Yeah, I do worry about the health of Star Wars right now. You know, as it becomes so expensive that people don't even consider buying it anymore. Have they completed their collection and they don't consider buying it anymore? Are the shows not resonating with people? And because of that, they're not buying anymore. You know, you were talking with Justin at AVT.
Right.
And he was saying they bought that whole tub of cheap toys because beater figures, because they said they do better with the beater figures than they do with the high end stuff.
Right. I think that's sort of the rule for Toylana is you're not going to sell a lot of high end stuff, but the $5 and $10 items will go well, which I've always thought was kind of the case with a lot of shows, because you know you get a little kid that's got $20 on him and he can buy five figures, you know, and he'll buy one nice figure or something, and you right. got a lot of people that's their attitude. Yeah, because I even thought that one tub that I was going through that I found the Anakin in was $15, and I was kind of like, oh, that seems high. But then once you start digging through it and thinking back on it, they were probably a steal, and I probably should have dug through it a little bit better.
Probably. I did go through that tub, and I already had the Anakin, so I didn't even pay attention to it. I didn't see anything like Yak faces or Han Solo Carbonite or any of the Last 17.
No, and I think that Anakin, a lot of people overlook it because it's such an underrated. People don't realize that it's the Last 17.
Yeah, Barry said that he got two of the Ewoks for the Last 17 Ewoks for like 30, $15 each or something like that. They're not complete. They're just the bodies, no right. extra pieces. But
wow.
I mean, that's the steal right there too.
Yeah, but then try to piece them together and you're going to spend just as much. But to just if you're just looking for a placeholder, $15 is where it's at.
Yeah, I was looking at capes on eBay for my Lando, General Lando, and those were selling. There was one sold listed for $100.
At this point, you either leave it alone or buy another one. I mean, like right. buy another complete figure. But for the price, like I said, $15, I mean, you were somebody needed to buy that figure just to have it, because even as a placeholder, if you find a complete one, you could still sell that one and maybe make up half what a complete one is going to cost.
The weird thing about that General Lando is underneath he's wearing Han Solo's clothes.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's because they were lovers.
They love us. Hey.
What do we have here?
Falcon.
Well, you know, Lando Calrissian did make love to the computer, the Millennium Falcon, so. I love your face when I say something stupid.
What else did you see at Toyland?
I saw some Tri-Logo stuff that kind of surprised me. I thought it might have been another one, but going back and watching videos, there was a Tri-Logo, I think Han Solo, that was like at $250, which there again is probably right around what they should cost, and it sat there all weekend.
Which brings up the point, is Star Wars price too high? If something's not selling, is that the right price?
Right. I did also see, like you were saying earlier, not in this, but in other conversations, that they had $100 men on cards that were not in the best shape, but they should have sold. And yeah. You're right. I think people are, you know, they're looking at it going, I can spend $100 on this crappy card, or I can go spend $100 on something else, or I can go to the Mythic Legions guys and buy two and a half figures.
I was a little shocked. The vintage collection Boba Fett droids deco on the droids card back that was a Target exclusive sat at Target for the longest time, then went on clearance at Target. Now those are selling, or at least they're asking $40 for it. And I don't know if that's because it's Boba Fett or if that's the actual price. I went up to another guy because we have John Celestri coming to Rogue Fun. I wanted to get him to sign one so we can auction it off and benefit Rancho Obi-Wan. And he said $35 because the guy at the other booth had it for 40.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you didn't really care that much. Just give me a deal, $20 or something. Like, let's talk even lower. But
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous. And that's another thing that kind of annoys me with collecting is when something will go on clearance for $40 and they try selling it, or you know, $10 or $15 and they try getting their money out of it. The one thing that annoyed me the most about Toylana is the fact that you had a couple of people selling Leia's lightsaber. For there was one guy, it's $40 at Ross. Now, I agree, don't get me wrong. If you want to make money and have a finder's fee, I totally 100% agree with that. But it should have been like $60, maybe $70. There was one guy selling it for 100 and one guy selling it for 150. Now, granted, I don't know where they got it. I think, and there was, but that's annoying when you look at that, because it's like, if you're, I hate flippers. I hate scam. You know what I mean? It's scalpers. It's not a fun thing. And you think that they would, you know, leave it for the next guy if that's what you're going to do. But you actually saw some dude that still had his Ross stickers on there, right?
Yeah, there was one dude that had, because there was the Cad Bane, which was an Amazon exclusive Black Series for the Bad Batch. And I didn't pre-order it because they wanted like $30 for it. And I'm like, no, thank you. It was like $27. Then they started showing up at Ross around Christmas time. So I was hitting Ross pretty regularly. And this guy had it available in his booth for $6 with the Ross sticker still. Well, it wasn't $6. It was a Ross sticker with a $6 price tag on it. I doubt he was going to sell it for $6.
Right. Well, then he should have. I mean, if he would have been asking 15, then I would have been like, oh, fine, I'll just pay the 15.
But there was one guy that had the Trapper Wolf, Dave Filoni Black Series helmet for $60. Those were showing up at Ollie's for 30.
Right. Those immediately, I've seen the that helmet and the Captain America shield that was at Ollie's. I was seeing those the next week at the Potter Springs show for double and triple what they were asking for at Ollie's.
Right. And that's
And
not
all,
fair. And they
yeah,
sit
no.
there. They don't buy them. They just sit there.
Yeah, well, I mean, good. Vote with your wallet. Let them sit there and see if you can get them for cheaper. But I know Ollie's had people that were waiting to buy those things when they came out. And you know, that's pretty bad on Ollie's. I mean, not bad, bad on the people
I did buy a Death Trooper at one of the booths for $5. It was a retro Death Trooper from The Mandalorian. So, I mean, there were some deals there, but it seems like Star Wars is dead. There was one dude, his name was Bigfoot, had a case of Black Series carded, not Black Series, I'm sorry, Clone Wars carded figures underneath his booth. And that case was pretty stacked Friday night, and by Sunday it was picked over pretty well.
His name, sir, is Sasquatch, not
The same thing.
Bigfoot.
Same thing. Yeti man.
I've noticed a lot of times on, I'm starting to notice on these booths that you see a lot that you're like, I recognize, I've seen this stuff before. This should be, oh, it's that guy's booth. You know, and I told that to Matt, and he was sort of like, is that a bad thing? I'm like, not really. But I think he's bringing a lot of Turtles and Ghostbusters stuff. And when you see that, you're like, I think this is Matt's booth. And there's Matt. And Matt's like, oh, yeah, man, how you doing? It's the same thing with Sasquatch. When I saw some of his stuff, I'm like, I think this is Sasquatch's booth, because he'll bring a lot of higher end stuff. And he had a pretty decent booth, because you know, if we're going to talk Star Wars, you know, as far as booths, I want to say there was like five, maybe six solid booths of Star Wars there, which is pretty good for Toylana. And they all seem to have decent prices, but yeah, you're right. Everything was sitting, which, you know, there again were people spending money on Mythic. I don't know as far as how the show went, because we were talking with the new promoter, which part of what we were talking about last week is the Toylana has sold.
Yes,
So they
there's a
have a
new
new
owner.
promoter, new showrunner. And I don't have his name in front of me, so forgive
Was it
me.
Brett?
Brett. Yeah, it's Brett something. I friended him on Facebook. That's one of the reasons why I want to go to Second Chance, because I'm like, I want to figure out who this guy is, because I should know him. But I don't, or I should have seen him around shows. But I do, you know, looking at posts and stuff, it looks like he gets around and looks like people know him. So that's good. I'm hoping it's good for the Toylana community, and he'll bring, you know, better things to the show. But where was I going with this? I don't remember. So I forgot. I lost my train of thought. But anyway, I'm hoping it'll be good things for the show. But I lost my train of thought, Jason.
There was a swap Friday night.
Right.
Which was incredibly, they put us in one small room and it was incredibly packed and crowded. There was a lot of great prices there. Adam Thrawn had a U-Wing 3.75, but the wing was broken.
Uh-huh.
So and he was like, you should use it for Rogue Fun and use it as decoration. But I'm like, I don't know what I would do with it. And it's got a broken wing, which is fine because we're not playing with it. It'd be like decoration, but... someone had an Action Fleet E-Wing for $100. It had the droid. It was missing the engine top, but everything else was in there. Someone was selling bounty hunters and Clone Wars items from loose items, Star Wars, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had a Micro Machine Death Star playset for $50. So I felt like there was some decent deals there. Did you sell a lot of the Galactic Heroes?
Only thing I sold was a Rancor for $10.
Yeah, I just don't know about the health of Star Wars overall right now.
Yeah, well, that was annoying. Not annoying, but I'd have a lot of people that were interested in those. And they, I think they would start picking through them. And I'm like, you can pick through them, but I really am trying to sell it as a set. And I have about 200. I haven't counted, but I'm figuring they're around 200 plus or minus. And I'm trying to sell it for like $100, $150, and people would hear that and they'd stop looking.
It's $2 a figure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're only looking for their focus character. They're not looking for the entire thing.
Yeah, I put them right back where I had them. I may throw them on eBay. I don't know. I think I'm trying to sell them the wrong way, but I don't want to sit there for a year and pick through them.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if Star Wars is burnout or not. I mean, do you think it is? I know that.
I think for some people as a whole, I think, yeah.
And truthfully, for me, it kind of is because I have everything I want.
I think it's also super expensive.
Yeah.
Too expensive for people to get into.
It is.
When things
right.
don't become accessible, they go leave and they look for other toy lines.
Yeah. No, you're right because it is, you know, people can't. Well, I mean, you were listening to David. If you listen to David's podcast, he was talking about prototypes. And when he was trying to get in the modern or vintage prototypes, somebody looked at him and was like, you can't start right now. I started 20 years ago when nobody cared about these things. Now that people care about them, I don't know how you would start collecting right. them.
You need to be a billionaire to collect prototypes.
So
Huh? You need to run like a Marvel studio or something to collect prototypes.
And have a fireproof room in your house.
Yeah, I would assume so. So the wax doesn't matter.
So I think that, yeah, right now I don't when you look at a Yak face and it's $600-$700.
Yeah.
And I thought it was crazy. I paid $250 for mine.
Yeah.
And I was and then that was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm spending this much on a figure.
Yeah. Yeah, prices are just way too high. The prices are way too damn high.
We've been friends too long because I was doing the same thing.
Yep.
There you go. Now you're saying too.
But yeah, I think I don't know what else to say. The prices seem to be either too high or people weren't buying or you know, if it's a rare one of a kind or super hard to find, then the prices are justified. But I kind of feel like carded figures are a dime a dozen, except they're asking way too much money for them.
Right.
I mean, if carded figures are not selling for $60, then I think sellers need to realize that the price, and maybe they bought too much or put too much money into buying it and they can't lower the price and they just have to wait it out. But things continue to go the way they are, and Star Wars isn't resonating with people as much as it used to. I think some Star Wars fans feel abandoned because they're moving forward and not focusing on Luke, Leia, and Darth Vader and Han Solo. You know, I feel like it's just souring the brand, and some of those older figures, people are just meh.
Yeah, no. Maybe, but I mean, I'm glad that they're moving away from the original four, from the, you know, they have to, I think. Do you think that the backlash, because we had talked about the backlash of The Acolyte, do you think it's because of the director?
I don't think so. Because she did The Russian Doll and Russian Doll on Netflix, and that was a pretty good show. So,
well, just the fact that she's like very feminist, and she's not scared to be that way and very upfront about it.
Yeah, and then she's ruffled some feathers and said, like, The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson was a really great director and someone who helped her along, and that just made people think, well, this Acolyte's going to be The Last Jedi. I'm not going to like it. And I don't know. I'm in the camp where I feel like I need to see a show before I judge it.
Right.
Because you just don't know.
Right. No, and I'm also in the camp that I can't judge somebody's politics when I'm looking at their work.
Right, because you could disassociate yourself from that. You can.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Tom Cruise movies, but I don't know if I would like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. You don't want to be a Scientologist?
Well, we can't say that because they'll come after us with lawyers and such.
Okay. Oh, look. Oh, my God. It's Tom Cruise.
He's got that laugh. But yeah, I don't know. Anything else that you want to say about pricing at Toylanta? What did you think? What did you see?
Not as far as Star Wars goes. I think Toylanta as a whole. I think we said all. Let me start over. I think we've said everything with Star Wars. I don't know if Toylanta is the right place to judge Star Wars. I think you need to get into some of these other toy stores or toy swaps. I don't think Atlanta is a good place to judge Star Wars, because I don't think we have high enough clientele / shows to bring out the high end stuff. Because when you go to like a place like Cincinnati, or like this weekend was the Xenia toy show, and Xenia will blow your freaking mind if you ever get there, because there's stuff where, I mean, it's 700 tables and it's everything.
Yeah, I saw someone say that it was like 11,000 people by 11 a.m. today.
Right. Yeah, on one of the chats somebody did.
Yep.
And if you ever get a chance to go to a show in Cincinnati or go to the Xenia toy show, you need to go, because it'll blow your mind. It's a different world up there. So I don't think in Atlanta, Star Wars may be dead, but you know, you get up to a place like Cincinnati or New York and Star Wars may be thriving. I think Star Wars has always kind of had an uphill battle in Atlanta, because you do have the Toylanta guy. I'm not blaming Toylanta for this, but like the G.I. Joe guys, G.I. Joe has a pretty strong hold here, because of Toylanta, and then you got Joe Fest in Augusta. So the major toy shows have always been G.I. Joe associated. I think if somebody was to start a Star Wars show here,
Starlanta,
maybe it can bring some heavy hitters down here. But then again, you have to market it that way.
Yeah.
Because I think it's sort of the same way with like, I'm trying to think of the right way to put it, but I know like my buddy, the Transformers guy. There's not that many Transformers at Toylanta, which is a totally different, Transformers is a totally different genre, a totally different ball game.
Beast.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't think Toylanta is the proper place to really judge Star Wars. I know I've gotten some steals in Toylanta. Probably one of the best things I ever got was somebody had, this was 7, 8, maybe closer to 10 years ago, somebody had brought a couple of vinyl cases with Star Wars figures in them, and he was selling them for $10 a piece, and I wish I would have bought every one of them. And he's just like, I paid $12. I paid 25 cents a piece for these, and you're buying them for 10, and I'm just happy as a dead pig in sunshine because they were complete, beautiful figures for $10 a piece.
How is a dead pig happy in sunshine?
I don't know, but that's like okay. What my grandfather used to say. That, and when it was colder than a coal miner's butt. And I'm like, why do you want to know? I don't want to know my coal miner that well.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
So, yeah, I just hope that next year when Toylana rolls around, that Brett could bring some, breathe a lot of new life into it. Because it desperately needs it. And I'm not just talking from Star Wars. I'm talking from, I really want to see them move it into like an open room and take it, go to Joe Fest and be like, this is what we need.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to Toylana, you know, I hope that I would really like to see them. I mean, the G.I. Joe guys, don't get me wrong. They've carried that show on their back for the last 20 years, but it's time to maybe let it go, or maybe, not have as many in the main room, because there's part of that main room that you're walking and you're walking through it and you're like, oh, they're G.I. Joes. G.I. Joe to the left, G.I. Joe to the right. So you just keep walking and you don't even stop at those booths where they're, and then you miss a good Star Wars booth because of the way he was set up. There was one guy on an end cap and he's facing the main aisle. So you're in the cross aisle and he's facing opposite ways, and if you're not paying attention, you're like, oh, this is just another G.I. Joe booth. But then when you look and you're like, oh, there's Star Wars in there. And then when you went through past all the walls, there was some good stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, I think people get excited about G.I. Joe when they go to Toylana and forget about the rest. Or there's just people that have branched out so much that they're not looking for Star Wars anymore, like we said earlier. I feel like I'm rehashing it. Am I rehashing it?
Yeah, I think we're spinning wheels. I think we said all we needed to say about that, and there's different theories, but we don't know for sure exactly what's going on. Prices are too high. People don't collect anymore. Who knows?
Right. I mean, you know, there is the show next weekend. Maybe we could have a better report. Maybe I'll start paying attention, looking at things through a different set of lenses, and yeah. Pay attention to that kind of stuff. And see what I see. And then there's, what is it? There's Joe Fest in June. And then there's Retro Toy Con in November. So we'll just, you know, we got two major shows left at the for this year that are drivable for us. I mean, Xenia's in October, but I'll be on my Disney cruise. But yeah.
The only other thing that I wanted to bring up, Jazzwares launched its vault this week, which is their essential Hasbro Pulse. They launched it on Wednesday, and I hesitated bringing this up because I don't want to get you riled up, but I'll get it up anyways. So there was a whole counting down the days till vault launched, and it got to zero, and nothing happened. I thought something was wrong, and I kept refreshing the page, and then it looked kludgy. There was things out of the images weren't where they're supposed to be. They're kind of broken. And then finally they got the thing working. They had two offerings for Star Wars. It was the AT-AT with two snow speeders, a bunch of minifigures for $100. It was limited to 3,000 items. There's a gold sticker on it that says one of 3,000. And then the other thing was the Series 3 blind boxes, but it was a nice presentation where it was the entire wave, including the chases and rares. That was limited to $1,500, or excuse me, $1,500 for $60. And so with these limited items, I just figured that they would sell out within minutes.
Yeah.
And I haven't checked.
I'm on it right now.
Still available?
Yep. Both of them are.
Which says something to me, either, and again, this could be confirmation bias, but it's a couple of things. It's either the core audience doesn't really know about Vault. The core audience knows about Vault, but the general public doesn't know about Vault, and they don't know these items were there. A lot of these people there was limited to two, so you could buy two AT-ATs. They would buy two, and then they would throw them up on eBay for $150. And so, you know, you can only buy two. So the one seller would already have two listed on eBay at an increased price. Perhaps, you know, these are limited items. These are even more limited than the chases and rares, or it's the chases that are 5,000, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So it's quite possible that people are not buying it for the collecting. They're buying it to flip. Because if you really wanted to collect them, you would have bought this AT-AT. They shouldn't still be available. They should be sold out within a snap, and they're not. So that makes me feel like people are not buying these to collect. They're buying them to flip. Distribution has been a mess with Series 5. I've seen someone who had the V-Shadow, the V-Wing, the Shadow V-Wing, which is limited to 1,500. There was 8 at a Walmart.
Yeah.
Somebody had the Poe Dameron holographic X-Wing. That's limited to 5,000. Someone picked up 7 from the one Walmart. There were 7 there. They just picked them up. So distribution is a mess. I think the chases and rares, we've said this before, I think the practice doesn't do what they think it does. They said it's going to create an interest in the brand. It's going to create demand. But if that's the case, then we shouldn't have things on the shelf.
Right.
The things that go missing are the chases and rares. Those are the first things that are bought. And they're bought because they could be flipped, because it's, I have something you want. Give me 20 more dollars and you can have it.
Right.
Which, again, doesn't benefit Jazzware, and it causes brand damage. The other thing I've seen is a lot of people trying to sell items on the Facebook groups.
Right.
Almost like they're getting out of the brand or out of that line because of it. I think after, you know, we're going on a Series 7, we're at Series 5 right now. I think after trying to complete these and just not getting the ability to collect them all is upsetting people. And they're just like, why even bother at this point?
Yeah, no, I'm in that boat. I still like the line, and you know, I'm at the point now, it's like, I'm going to collect the ones that I like. There's no need to try to do them all, which I was kind of doing that. And then when you, Series 2 killed me, and I was able to find what I wanted, except for Sabine's TIE Fighter, on Amazon. And yeah, no, I totally think people, because that people are getting out of the line, or they just don't care anymore, or like you said, they don't know about the vault. Now, granted, if I wasn't able to find that Ewok one for what I found it for, the idea of being able to buy all the blind boxes in one shot is very intriguing to me, but they also kind of, I think, ticked a lot of people off, because people were asking, wait a minute, all of a sudden you have 3,000 was it 1,500 Cad Banes?
More. Yeah.
So it's like, what?
5,000.
Right. So it's a 5,000 figure and you're going to hold on to 1,500 of them. Yeah. So it's making a lot of people question Jazzwares. I know when we talked to Max, he was like, yeah, that's the most we're going to make. It's not guaranteed. We're not going to guarantee that we're going to make 5,000 of them.
Right.
We may make them in batches of 1,000. You know, that's the most it's going to be made. So maybe they only put 3,000 out, and then all of a sudden they had more, and they were like, well, let's do, or maybe they were like, well, let's do this box and we'll make the other 1,500.
The Ahsoka is one of the most popular characters right now in Star Wars. I mean, that's the reason why they made the show, is because of her popularity and the people who love her. That should never have been a chase, her Jedi Starfighter. That should be accessible to everyone. The Landspeeder, which is one of the most iconic vehicles. I mean, everyone as a kid wanted a Landspeeder, something that cruised and hovered off the ground and you could fly around. That should not be a chase, and it is. And so when you put popular characters as chases, make them difficult. Iconic vehicles, you make those difficult. People are going to turn on the brand. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, the practice is wrong. This could be confirmation bias, but I do know that there are scalpers. And the other thing in the hobby is that we just throw scalpers. We make scalpers the big bad. If I can't find something, it's because of the scalpers. But I do know from firsthand experience, I've heard it from other people, scalping is a real problem with this, because, you know, the Hot Wheel guys go in there and they check their Hot Wheels first thing in the morning, and then they walk over to Star Wars to see if there's any chases, because they know they can flip it.
Right.
That doesn't benefit anybody, and it doesn't create the demand. It creates frustration. So, yeah, they should stop the practice.
And there again, scalping something we've had to deal with since Power of the Force 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always been an issue. I can't quote back in the day in the vintage line because I don't know. I wasn't around, or if I was around, I was a kid and you were like, oh, cool. There's Star Wars. You know, you didn't get in, or, you know, it wasn't a big deal like it is now. I would be
surprised if there's 15,000 active Star Wars collectors in the hobby.
Right.
So where are they all going?
I think you have people hoarding them and you have scalpers, because when you do see somebody, because it stinks, because truthfully, if I would go and I'd see 5 hologram X-Wings, I would call you and be like, dude, do you want this? And I'd buy 2 and leave the other 3. You know, and then you have people that are, oh, I'm going to buy all 5 of them.
And flip them
or use them as trade bait.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little bit guilty of that because I did buy a General Grievous and I bought a Jedi Luke for trade bait, but no, you know, it's not like
But you're trading one to one. You're not selling them at an inflated price. You're trading them one for one.
Right.
So.
But I haven't been able to, you know, I haven't even really posted to trade them because I haven't, you know, seen anything that I want.
But anyways, so, yep, Jazzwares launched the vault. The items are still hanging out there. And yes, international collectors can't buy them at this point. It's just for the U.S. and Canadians only.
Right. And I think that's hurt them, because I know some, you've heard a lot of people be like, well, you can't buy them internationally. I also think that people see that $100 price and they freak out on the AT-AT.
Which again makes me think that they're buying to flip. They're not buying to collect. Because if you collect it and you love it, you'd buy that.
Right. Because you would look at the price and be like, well, the AT-AT was 60. The Snowspeeder was 15. So you're right at $90.
But I didn't feel like I needed it, so I didn't buy either. Well, I have Series 3. I've finished that line, the blind boxes. But yeah, I didn't feel like I needed that AT-AT with the Snowspeeder. So I'm like, oh, great. It's got new deco. For $100, no thanks. Like, put the stuff that people want. Make more of the Sabine TIE Fighters. Why would you make such a cool vehicle and then put it behind a paywall? Because, you know, if you're going to find it at this point, it's going to be from a scalper or from somebody who already bought it.
Right.
And they're going to want an inflated price because that's what the scalpers are asking.
Right. No, I think you're on to something. They should have done, you know, and maybe they will learn from their mistakes. And then the next vehicle, because apparently you've heard rumors that this is going to be a monthly thing. And maybe the next vehicle will be one that we want versus one that they've released 2 different times. Because it does feel like that AT-AT, that's the third time they've released that AT-AT. Because they did the original one with Hoth. And then they did one from Amazon, which was Endor, which was muddy. And now they're doing one with, oh, we're going to throw in an extra exclusive Snowspeeder with extra deco and some extra minifigs. And you're like, to me, that's not worth the $100, but people will collect it and people have bought it. Now, granted, you do get free shipping because it's over a $30 purchase, but I don't think that makes up for another $100.
No. But
I know with me, if they really wanted to sell it, they should have marked that thing down to like $60. Then I think it would have sold. Because at $60, I'm thinking about buying it.
Probably, but.
But I wouldn't buy it because I already have an AT-AT and those things take up a freak ton of room.
Yeah. So anything else about Jazzwares? I think we've said it all and we're just recycling. I mean, we've said it multiple times on the shows, and
yeah,
I just wanted to bring up the vault came up, and I think it just kind of highlighted to me that people aren't collecting to collector. And I know $100 is a lot, and not everybody can afford $100. I understand that too, but it just makes me feel like people are collecting to flip, and they're not collecting to buy or to because they love it,
right?
But Yeah. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
We got 4 weeks almost until Rogue Fun. It's something we started planning in April of last year. We kind of were kicking tires with the toy show. And we're like, we could do this bigger. We could do something like the annual or May the North.
Right. You were like, man, let's do this. And now you're like, why the hell am I doing this?
I just wonder how it's going to feel when it's over. I have nothing to do. It's like you plan a wedding for a whole year and then you got no wedding to plan. What do you do?
Right. I really think that you'll be itching to plan another one here soon. Or you'll be planning something.
Yeah. I'll be planning the winter social.
Yeah, you're hosting. Yeah, yeah. I suckered you into hosting that one this year.
But other than that, I guess we could just wrap the show up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. It really helps us out and points people to our show. Follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We love feedback. We love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smuggler's Galaxy logo. And thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. People, collect for the love of it. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collective community. This is the way.
UT! This is the way.
Oh, and get your prostate checked.
Yeah. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Yeah. Neutered. All right. Bye.